Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our next week call in the yin and yang, excuse me, my gosh, the yin and yang way mo meridians, as we work with transforming grief into its healthy roles of dispersion and of letting go. So as we head into this territory today, I'm going to invite you to find a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. And as you settle in, invitation to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to receive, to call in, to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And as you sink into that cushion below you, if any part of that is pleasant, to the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor that and be with that, drinking this in for the nourishment that it very well may be. And then I'm going to invite you to do this in a different way now, that savoring thing. I'm going to invite you to scan either externally or internally. And as you scan that environment, outward or inward, again, looking for anything that's pleasant, to the very least neutral. And when you land on it, noticing what it is you like the most about this thing. And taking a moment to really be with that, savoring it, and drinking it in. And as you drink it in, beginning to notice what happens inside of you as you take this nourishment in these ways. Knowing as well that you can always come back to this at any time while we're working. And take a moment to pause and continue to touch in on this territory. So as you savor all that feels good about this in a way, it's almost like bookmarking it for our nervous system so that we know what actually works well for us. And we know that we can come back to what's working well for us when it's needed, as it's needed. And that could be at any time during the session, at the end of the session, throughout your day, your week. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being you. And thank you to all that's brought you here in this space together, here today. Thank you to your villages, your families, your ancestors, your lineages. So very grateful to all that's come before, as well as all that's to come. And the deepest of gratitude to those that have caretaken and stewarded this very land that nurtured us all and provided the sustenance, the nourishment that's made it possible for us to be here in these ways. Thank you. Om Shanti, 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 peace. 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 Now, If you're a little confused by the start of the video, know that I did miss the first minute or so. I thought I hit the record button, and then I didn't actually select, because when you hit record on Zoom, it asks you to select sometimes record on this computer, record on iCloud, and I apparently didn't make the selection that I thought I did. So the first minute of the video got cut off, but it's all on audio, so feel free to go there if you have a need to fill that gap in, and know that we started off in our usual way. So if that is recallable for you, then likely no need to check out that audio unless you really feel drawn to. Okay. So as we settle in for today's session, again, a reminder that you can touch on that resource whenever you need to. In fact, you can continue to stay with it as we begin. We're actually starting off with lymphatic drainage throughout those two meridians, the yin and the yang, wei mou. And on the schedule, I didn't acknowledge this earlier. In the schedule, I had actually thought we would be doing the yin yang chao mou meridians next, but we're changing courses and we're going this way. It would appear this is the priority. So as we work with this, I'm running lymphatic circulation through those two meridian lines, draining out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. I see needing to actually connect the two, the yin and the yang, wei, mou meridians, to in part as the yin works with balancing the blood, our passion, our ways that we've been programmed also to relate to what we are passionate about, along with the yang, wei. Yeah, oh my gosh, yang wei mou meridian, mouthful, and its role in addressing those patterns, our habits, and helping us to shift the underlying sort of like beliefs and attitudes that are in there. As we link these two together, it's working with addressing those underlying patterns within the blood. And as we work with the blood, it also works in particular with that circulation of the blood and the circulation of blood, and in particular the yin that it carries, the nourishment that it carries. So as we orchestrate this in these ways, we need to do a little mini body talk session on it. And interestingly enough, it's going into a time when you were quite small, when you were little, and you were in those first 7 to 10 years of life, where you were sitting at your childhood sort of dinner tables. And maybe you had a spot that you always sat in. I don't know, but you guys, but when I grew up, there was a spot where you sat and where mom or dad or whatever, all the other family members that were present for the meal, everybody had their chair and their seat. And we're actually looking at how it is you may have braced yourself and supported yourself in just dealing with any stressors that may have come up at times when you're at the kitchen table. Now, some of you might have just simply fond, good memories, and yet some of you might have some memories that are a little bit more challenging. And that might have been to the person on your left, the person on your right, the person in front of you. There likely wasn't anyone behind you. Or it might have been kind of a global thing. It might have been all directions, all the way around. And wherever that sort of stressor was in your life, maybe you had more than one, as we mentioned, there seems to have set up within your nervous system pattern a need for vigilance or being hypervigilant. Okay, so as that hypervigilance is in play, it's actually also constricting the blood flow to those areas. It's like the heart has shut that down. A little bit, and it's not allowed for expansion. Our heart, our blood help us to expand the very edges of us. And if we're not so certain about that, we have a tendency to shut down, withdraw, isolate, numb out, cope in some way. So we're looking at wherever those sort of stressful patterns were stored, in particular as it affects this area around the head, side of the head, the ear, the neck. And for those of you with the stretches in the front, and more maybe in the front of the neck, the face, or again on this side, it might be on the other ear, neck. So wherever those were affecting in particular this area of the body and constricting how easily it is for that blood to flow in particular in an upward manner. So it's as if all that particular influences, and there may have been several instances of that when you were growing up, began to shut down how it is you're able to face what nourishes you. And it set the programming for wherever that seemed to be, however the quality was of that nourishment. If it was low quality nourishment, then maybe you just didn't get as much as you needed, and you began to defend and shut that down, and that got correlated to how it is you took in literally your food, your drink, and how it is you relate to that, as well as how the digestive system was open to receive or shut down a little bit. How open was it to take in its nutrition, and how shut down may it have been to reject that because it didn't actually feel so good. Or what actually felt good because it became familiar was being in the mode of stress and not taking in what was nourishing. Okay, those are a lot of words. So as we address that whole pattern, we're also going to run a Sidri simultaneously on that all. And it's going to continue for the next 6 days, so essentially until we meet again. Starting with C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve that communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with that chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Excuse me, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, that lower anxiety, that lower depression, that help with our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. Also working with circulation of the yin and the yang, the feminine and the masculine, and running hydration, helping these cells to absorb water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. Then the D for the defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that just doesn't need to be here and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, and opening up the possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, perhaps thinking of that as the release, the surrender, the letting go. As we work with that Sidri for that relationship between the two, the yin and the yang way meridians, and we're also going to simultaneously repair the part of what the master points are for those meridians. So for the yin one, it's the pericardium. For the yang one, it's triple heater. And as we bring these two meridians in together, they also balance out the other side of the fire element, which we haven't touched in on. So the heart, the small intestine make one part of it. The other part of it is the triple heater and the pericardium. Pericardium surrounds the external heart as an external lining piece, and the meridian works a little in that way. It's not quite the same as Western medicine. Triple heater works with governing the endocrines and how synchronizing they are, how synchronous they are, as well as the how it is we take in, digest, and release stuff. So it works with, for instance, the upper, middle, lower dantians. And as we balance these two meridians, running the permissions, it's safe to expand. It's safe to expand and take in even more of that good stuff now. And we're linking that all into house six, house of releasing those impracticalities or those ways that we're not quite discerning or aware or thinking quite clearly enough about being prudent and practical or being in service to the health of ourselves. And as this house release, it can help to release what's in the way of that. We're going to actually run a cellular repair here, restoring cells, in particular of the small intestine that does most of that heavy lifting of intellect, discernment, and awareness, back to their fullest potential of health. And it's also the small intestine that helps us to take in what's good for us, helps us to absorb the nutritious things for us. And this is all linking now into the consciousness of inner wealth, of inner abundance, of inner value. So being able to take in what's nurturing, nourishing to you can be a mirror of how it is we're relating to receiving financial things as well as the internal wealth of the abundance of our vitality within. And as we work with the taking in of the good things, we need to run one more cellular repair. And interestingly enough, this is for the thymus gland that hangs out just above the heart. Okay, so there's been a fair amount of grief actually lodged into here, and the thymus tends to store the ways in which we have stayed safe and protected ourselves. And this is actually going back to in the womb space. And the grief seems to be around something in the second trimester, roughly around that 4 or 5 month mark. And this is relating to not necessarily what was happening inside the womb, it's just where it landed, but it was more around mom and dad stressors to something that they felt like they lost. And there was a sense of pretty profound grief. Okay, and this is actually in particular mom's grief, and it was the grief around how her life would change on the other side of having another child, or potentially the first child, depending upon your birth order. And it's as if moms were just starting to go, okay, there's a pretty big change coming, and I need to start preparing. And on the other side of that, there is a grieving of the old, which is actually natural and normal and healthy to have as a mom. And however, babe took the brunt of that. And as babe took the brunt of that, with that information, there was a sense of, oh, like maybe I should just try to make myself a bit smaller and not be such a heavy burden. So the response to the external grief was to orchestrate yourself in a way that you wouldn't be too much, that you wouldn't be too much to handle. And underlying this grief, there is an intense amount of shame for, not quite in utero, but later on in life, causing your mom in particular pain, hurt, for being, quote unquote, too much for her to handle. As we do this, we're going to simultaneously release the overwhelm in mom's nervous system, simultaneously to that release of the shame underlying that grief within the thymus glands. In addition to all of that, we're unhooking the identity of I am too much. I am too much. Okay, beautiful. And we're going to tap this part out here. I'm going to invite y'all to breathe in whatever way feels right for you. Just giving that a gentle breath. Letting that part settle through the system. Hey, love. Then we're working with the lungs in particular as it relates to energetic circulation. It's almost as if that pattern that we worked with earlier of shutting down out of shame led to the shutting down of that energetic circulation. So on the other side of this, the lungs are in a place where they can more effectively circulate as well as simply respond to what is. And as they do so, the lungs use, grief to release, to disperse, to let go. So I actually see this as supporting the lungs to actually use grief even more effectively. As we do this, bringing in the lung meridian time frame, which is between 3 and 5 a.m. So if we were living as a monastic sort of a lifestyle as possible, according to traditional Chinese medicine, we would get up at 4 a.m. and we'd begin our day. We'd be ready to take that first breath, if not earlier, at 3 when the lung meridian starts. Yeah, but at 4 a.m. at the latest, we'd be up and at them, if you can imagine 4 a.m. as a late start to the day. And this is when all that fresh new life is meant to begin. And sometimes as we get older, especially as those hormones that we worked with earlier begin to move around in us as we move our way towards that sacred transition of menopause, which I am currently in, the body-mind tends to have a tendency to often adjust the waking cycle a little bit earlier. And we may actually find ourselves living in that 3 to 5 a.m. wake up. This is actually coming from someone else that wrote in. This isn't just a me thing. I see this all the time, actually, with clientele. And it doesn't necessarily have to relate to that age and stage of life. It can relate to other things as well. But as we work with this, bringing in that Chinese medicine clock, if you do happen to find yourself waking up a little bit more frequently or just waking up and then being able to fall asleep again, this might correlate to that. As we work with this, we're actually coordinating a relationship between the lungs and the amygdala complex, which is just a little bit too hypervigilant about making sure that you're alert and awake and ready to start that day, as you might not actually be living in a, a nunnery or what's the place called where monks live? That place. And as we work with it, supporting the nervous system and being able to not necessarily come to that abrupt wake-up time between 3 and 5 a.m., but that you actually get to have a more easeful transition. And as we work with the lung meridian, it's actually not meant to jolt us out of bed. It's meant to take a moment to actually let the old of the previous go, the previous day go, and begin to bring in that new energy here of the fresh new starts. So in essence, how is it you relate to new beginnings? How is it you relate to fresh new starts? As we begin to repair this, we're gonna bring in a few things. We're gonna start off with an active memory and we're releasing those fears underlying those fresh new starts. About how we start over, having to do this new thing yet again from a different angle. And there's almost a little bit of like frustration in there. So as we work with this, we're gonna release the underlying frustration behind having to let go of the old and start the new yet again. And this actually came up in yesterday's body talk study group as well, something very similar to this. So this isn't the first time this week that I'm hearing this. It always seems to show up around this season of fall quite a bit as well, I notice. So as we work with this, we're going to also flush out lymph throughout the lungs, but in particular, working with the spaces between the two linings. There's an internal and an external lining of your fancy word, pleural cavity, or the space where your body, where your lungs hang out. And it has a tendency, energetically, to get cluttered with excess free radicals, creating unnecessary inflammation. And as we do lymphatic circulation here, optimizing the capacity for grief to do what it does best, then, to even in this space, as well as throughout the lung tissue itself, being able to be more resilient in its capacity to disperse, to let go, to release anything that's getting in the way of that new start, that new beginning. And how it is, again, that you relate to that patterning. We're going to work with the Yang Wei Mo Meridian. And as we bring that in, running the permissions here, that things get to change here. Things get to be different now. And that's all linking into house number eight, specifically the consciousness of regeneration. And then at the same time, you need to unwind a little bit of adhesed tissue through the brain stem around the impulse to breathe. So the different chemoreceptors that hang out here, that signal to the body to take that breath in. And as we head here to these chemoreceptors, also supporting the balancing of O2 and CO2 as it relates to how easeful your nervous system can be, how relaxed, how easily can it find calm again after it may be a bit activated. And as we work with this balancing, we're just readjusting the system to make it a little bit easier to tolerate the carbon dioxide levels in the system, which is a good thing. It helps the nervous system stay a little calmer and have an easier time of dealing with the ups and downs of life, so to speak. And as we work with that, unwinding adhesions through that brainstem region around those chemoreceptors that signal the lungs to breathe accordingly, we're doing a significant emotional release of grief through that area, through the brainstem. I just hear out of the blue those words like, "What are you thinking?" yelled almost from a position of authority, whether it was mom or dad or any other caretaker, that made you sort of second guess or question yourself or basically doubt how it is you were going to approach things, how it is you were cognitively functioning. It's as if this brainstem is always on alert for any voices out there that are naysayers. And this whole pattern of saying no, or being told no, or being told you can't, or being told something negative, whatever it may be. But in particular, as it relates to what were you thinking? Like, why would you even do that? That type of energy. We actually need to run a computer, much like a computer defrag, that spring clean, as we call it in body talk, that defrag. And as all that clutter that doesn't need to be here gets to release, so remains, gets to be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. So every once in a while, it actually might be good to have that voice enter when it's needed appropriately for the right amount of caution. But if we're living in that land, it can create a little bit more wear and tear in us and also limit what we may feel open to moving forward into, limit how open to doing something new we might be, open to, it might limit how open we are to taking a risk to change something that actually might be really needed and necessary to change. So where is it you feel just a little bit stuck, something that you want to change, but the gears might be grinding just a little bit on? And then we're linking all of that, interestingly enough, into the, I think I've used this terminology, but not recently, the belt of fear that hangs out around the collarbone. There's a few of them. The first belt of fear is right around that diaphragm. We use this a lot in breath work. And the second belt of fear is right around the upper region of the clavicle, just above the collarbone. And although they don't necessarily call it that in the other modalities that I've studied, the third belt of fear is right around where the skull joins the spine. But we're not working with the other ones. We're just working with the belt of fear on the clavicles, in particular on the left-hand side at the outer edges. And in the outer edges, it processes how readily we can forgive others and move on, and how much stability that can invite into our lives when we have a good relationship to being able to let go of that old stuff and enter a new way of being with those same folks or with different folks potentially. And here we're just running the permissions. It's safe to now know my own mind in relationships. It's safe now to know my own mind in relationships. Rather than having to look out there for all the stuff, you get to locate that from within. And as we work with this piece, it's linking right into liver 14. Liver 14 that hangs out just below the breast there is one of the points that helps us to let go of the old. It doesn't need to be here on that liver meridian. And the end of the liver meridian into the beginning of the lung meridian is a significant transition point. It hangs out energetically around that 3 a.m. time frame. So just as we're transitioning into 3 a.m., the energy, the chi flows away from the liver and into the lung, away from the last point of the liver meridian and into the first point of the lung. And as we go into lung one, which is very close to that upper outer shoulder region, right around that area where we're working just above the collarbone, it's as if all the space that gets made from being able to more readily release the old and move into the new has allowed for this lung one to be more effective in its role, which is to again work with new beginnings. And as we support this chest and opening up to new beginnings, I just hear the words, much like a permission statement. I trust myself here. I trust myself here. And that's linking right into the midline where the consciousness of trust tends to run, not from a body talk perspective, more of a breathwork thing. And within that, it's working in particular with the part of the heart that hangs out right in the very center that works with trust. Okay, I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but that liver 14 point, just below the nipple there, works with helps to work with the influencing of the yin wei mo meridian. So in a way, coming full circle as we work with this yin wei mo meridian to support new beginnings, linking it into the heart for the capacity for that trust to literally flow now through your very bloodstream. What if the body could be passionate about circulating trust? What if it could be passionate about trusting new beginnings? And what if it could be passionate about trusting people again and finding the inner safety within that leads to those conditions? And as we do that all, as I say that all, bringing in Wei Qi energy for boundaries, and feel free if that feels like it's a little too much to take in, to even just offer whatever boundary energy might feel right for you. That could look like even just bringing a blanket over top of you, a pillow in front of you, It could look like we haven't done this for a while, but pushing the hands out, a little woo, letting the hands stop wherever they may go. And doing that maybe even a couple times in any given direction, pushing outward. And as we bring in this essence of boundaries, embodying the essence of boundaries, through that Wei Qi, the energy flow gets to expand just a little bit more, and the Wei Qi surrounds our entire external body. So it creates this energetic, easeful boundary, which works with communication, synthesis, protection. Our boundaries are meant to enhance all of those things. Communication gets enhanced through boundaries. Synthesis gets enhanced through boundaries. And protection gets enhanced by boundaries. And we're linking all of this full circle now through to the 12th house of that liver, of the house of endings, the house of releasing, the house of peeling back all the layers of who it is you are not. And there's just a natural falling away of the old as you steadfastly embrace the new. And we're just flushing that out through the 12th house. And we're going to tap this part in here. So, invitation to breathe and receive, breathing however feels right here. Just giving that another gentle breath or two, letting this part integrate in. Okay. And then we're next up looking at the pattern around wanting to be like pleasing, but not wanting to, particularly for the means of not wanting to be like ostracized or ridiculed or made fun of or bullied, picked on, laughed at. And just notice as you hear that. Where you feel that tension inside of your body arise, being picked on, being laughed at. And as you work with that, linking those areas of your body, wherever they may be, through to the prefrontal cortex. Okay, and as we work with the prefrontal cortex, the center of connection of empathy, compassion, higher self, much like the heart of the brain in a way. Linking all those areas of tension to this part, as well as to your physical heart. And as soon as it begins to hear like the heartbeats, there's this reassurance. Like, right, I can remember that all those areas of tension are no longer frozen in that, almost like a trap of needing to hold still to survive. But as they come out of that sort of freeze response, this heartbeat gets to bring them alive again through the essence of compassion, of empathy, of remembering that connection to higher self. And I just hear the words, I'm worthy enough. I'm worthy enough. As the body mind drinks that in, releasing a few different layers of low self-esteem that are within that midline, particularly relating to the consciousness of being able to trust other people. And as we deepen into trust through this lens, running a cellular repair here on that patterning, and particularly as well through the Yangwei Mo Meridian. And this time we're going to bring in gallbladder 41 points, which is one of the points on that Yangwei Mo Meridian that helps to influence and couple it. And as we work with gallbladder 41, which is very near the bottom part of the gallbladder meridian, the ending part of it, near the foot there. Now we're working with the essence of gallbladder 41 almost feeling like a garbage disposal. And as a result of that, it's actually not actually releasing the low self-esteem. It's forgotten to do that. And it's actually hanging on to the low self-esteem. It actually is hanging on to that belief. I am worthless. I can't do this. I'm trapped. I'm stuck. I'm stagnant. I can't move forward. We're just bringing in the planetary energy of the sun to warm that up, to heat that up, and to release that stagnant energy. And then we're going to bring in the Yinwei Mo's capacity to circulate that blood and literally warm this up from the inside out. So that way, the body-mind is no longer reliant on other people for their self-esteem, so that it can derive that again from within first now. And whatever we didn't get in the early childhood days, we get to actually supply for ourselves now. And as we work with this, taking in the permission statements, I will be kind to you here. I will be kind to you here. I will be kind to you here. As well as the related permission statements. You can be kind to yourself here. You can be kind to yourself here. What does kindness seem to feel like inside of you? And any part of that feels good, invitation to drink that in. And if any part of that feels scary, it might simply be new or it might be related to some other things. I'm going to run just a random lymphatic drainage for those other things. And you're welcome to remember that resource that we found earlier. And then to support this even further, you don't have to put up with anything unkind anymore. You don't have to put up with that anymore. Is our third permission statement. And then we're going to take all of that and linking it in through house 12, releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space, peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. Beautiful invitation to breathe and receive as we tap this part in. Giving that another gentle breath, drinking that part in. Then we're going into the entire Yin Wei Mo Meridian. This one works in particular with invitations to take in even more clarity and compassion, to navigate our lives from a place of compassion and ease. And the grief is around those times in which we have judged ourselves fairly harshly or quite critically, attacking ourselves for not being as compassionate as we could have been. Perhaps because we ourselves were confused and didn't know how to navigate the situation any better. Running the permissions here that you did the very best you could at the time with what you had. And as we work with that, any pieces of sort of leftover activation, linking that through to the nervous system within the heart. And for that nervous system of the heart, or perhaps put a little differently, the heart brain, running hydration for it and connecting it to that joy through it, and then connecting it to the compassion centers. And the compassion centers, again, not from body talk, more breath work, so hang out just underneath the middle of each of the collarbones. Okay. And as this links through to compassion, simultaneously releasing the grief from, again, that Yin Wei Mo Meridian in entirety, around feeling unwanted, around feeling in particular not just unwanted but unnecessary, like there's nothing for you to fill here, there's no role, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to offer that would fulfill anyone else. And on the other side of that, not feeling fulfilled internally and having potentially even a fair amount of confusion, feeling perplexed about that, feeling like, I don't know exactly what to do with this now. What do I do with myself here now? And we're linking that all into house 12, again, that house of releasing, surrendering, allowing. And it's also the house of that liver that I mentioned. This is helping to essentially detox this grief of the Yin Wei Mo Meridian. And as that grief begins to get slowly processed via the liver, it feels almost like this heavy, wet blanket coming off of the Yin Wei Mo Meridian. I'm going to run SB technique to support the body mind, in particular the head brain, in getting a little bit more clear. And as things clear up through the Yin Wei Mo Meridian, there begins to be more clarity through all 5/6 senses as we work with this SB joint through junction. The SB helps that most important joint in our skull to rock and move with our breath. Okay. And then I just hear as it begins to rock and move with the breath, there's this actual sense of empowerment. There's this sense of, I don't actually have to put up with anything that doesn't feel good anymore. I don't have to put up with that. No, I don't have to put up with that. And as that rocks and moves with the breath becomes much like a pump that can circulate that. energetically through the breath, through the lung meridian. And then in and around as it makes its way, that breath, through the entire body mind and through all, lung meridian starts off our first house and through all 12 houses as it circulates, not just physically, but energetically. And we can imagine each breath offering that energy and pumping it just a little bit more through the system, through the houses, cocooning your entire body mind. Gently offering a safer place for you to land in and around your own energy. From the very core of you to your Wei Qi. Being centered in your core, being contained through the energetic Wei Qi boundaries. I am held from the inside out is the permission statement here. I am held from the inside out. The same time as that, heading into the spleen. How the spleen works with our subconscious mind. And spleen 4 point, which hangs out on the inner ankle there, is also one of the coupling or influential points of the Yin Wei Mo Meridian. And as we work with the spleen, doing another release of confusion, which allows even more clarity and compassion to now shine through this Yin Wei Mo Meridian. And as we release that confusion, it's got the energy of, like, when you wander around a dark space that you might even be partially familiar with, but for whatever reason, everything is just kind of out of sorts and you can't locate things, you're bumping into things. And you might even get disorientated to the point where things get a bit scary, where there's that internal anxiety that boots up. And it's got this essence of, I don't know where I am, and I can't find my way out. I don't know where I am, I'm lost in here, and I can't find my way out. Which is going, not surprisingly, into no exit terror around childbirth. Which very much has that essence of not being able to find our way out and often not knowing where we are. And as we are in the vaginal canal before the cervix is fully dilated and the walls are contracting, it can feel like we're being pummeled all the way around our external body. And we may not know why or what's going on. It can actually be quite scary and it can be hanging out there in the vaginal canal for a period of time. Is not uncommon, so it can actually be something that a well, what's my word? It's like we're marinating in that. It's like we're really exposed to that in a very powerful emotional time in which there's a lot of survival energy at stake. So there's quite a bit of programming and conditioning that can happen in this birth stuff, and that's often why we go here. Now, as we work with the birth stuff here in this way, this no exit terror, I wonder if you can imagine actually being in that birth canal, in that place of not finding a way out, feeling trapped, not knowing where you are and what to do, feeling a bit at a loss, and also remembering that the part of you that can hear those words, the adult self, has different levels of tools and knowledge and awareness and resources that this little one didn't have back then. So I wonder if you could offer with your adult self whatever this little one may most seemingly need. What do they seem to need? It might be touch. It might be comfort through words, through a sound, through that resource that you located at the beginning. Whatever that is that that little one might seem to need, I invite you to care for it, much like you may have your own children when they were small, or your own puppies, your own kitties. We got a Roxy sigh on that one. So as we work with all of that instinct to nurture and nourish, offering whatever seems right for this little one, and potentially even offering them the words, "I'm here with you now. I'm here with you. You don't have to do this on your own." Okay. And then I see that babe begin to calm down. I'm going to run cortices through to baby's heart, helping to not just connect cortices to heart for its way that it offers of calming down the nervous system regulation, but also programming it to continue to stay in contact all the way throughout the remainder of the birth process. And as we offer this baby this do-over, so to speak, that it's supported in all these various ways, what might it look like to begin something new from a place of support? What might it look like to begin something new from a place of support? And as we work with it in this moment, you are welcome to take this forward for as much or as little as you like for homework. Potentially before you start something new, and that might even be at the beginning of your day, or any other time where you're, switching gears, transitioning between things, or maybe you have something big that you're chewing on that's really new. Being able to support yourself from the inside out. This might happen via breath. By taking a moment to even just place your hands wherever feels right on your system, offering yourself a moment to adjust to starting something new with support to help reinforce this particular piece. Again, as much or as little as you feel drawn to do that. That's linking, interestingly enough, into, I don't see this come up very often, all 12 houses simultaneously, impacting the way that you navigate all the patterns in your life. No small thing. Now we're connecting your entire body mind into, pick your word, spirit. Creator, universe, God, love and light, Buddha, Allah, all the essences of that which is eternal. For again, that awareness of the support that might even seem to be invisible for the most part. Maybe it's not. And helping the body mind to, even when it's feeling pummeled by life, closing in on it, remembering that sense of internal support that's always here within. An invitation to breathe as we tap this part in here. Giving that a gentle breath, letting this part integrate. Staying with potentially that resource again for as much or as little as you like. I've got a 3.5 minute song here for you to take that time song is called Come Tenderness. It's by Lisa Gerrard, and it's from the album The Silver Tree. Thank you so much for being here and calling this medicine in. Such a blessing to get to work with you all in this way. Someone mentioned in the chat feature that they feel rebirthed anew. And I responded, and just in case you're in that place and you may not be live, so I'll offer my response here and now. Welcome to this world, little one. Such a gift to have you here. All the gratitude right back at you all. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for all that you bring to this work. Mwah. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Bye for now, y'all. If anyone has any questions or queries or needs any support, feel free to hang out afterwards. Okay. You're welcome. Bye for now.